All right, what's up, y'all? I'm here, Brandon, again, and then we also have
who do we have? KK, the Whitaker, Casper Jean Kittico.
All right, brother. And then we also have.
I wasn't following that up.
You can just let it flow, baby.
Let it out.
If you got hate in your heart, let it out.
Okay, not gonna try to follow that up.
No one knows who you are.
Yeah,
I was gonna say my name after. No. Let me finish. I'm Samir. Y'all probably already know who I am by now.
Famous guy, huh? Whoa, bro. It's my own podcast. I say my name every time.
He got the juice. he's really out here.
He really is. Oh, that's like Samir. All right. Today we didn't have a topic really, so because these two lamos didn't think of a topic, even though it's not the podcast, but I'm going to just ask them a couple questions just off the dome piece, you know, and they just gonna answer, right? So my first question is, what traits do you look in for a girl to label her the right girl?
Good God.
Oh wow, okay. Thinking this.
See, y'all should have thought of a topic. Now I gotta get on you.
All right, you start? This is your podcast.
Yeah. We talked about this. Oh my god. All right,
you know what? We get it.
Yeah.
No juice. So, I'll start.
Okay.
You know, I think a very important quality to look for in a woman is she's got to be able to. You know what? That's number two. Number one. I'm gonna start general.
Okay, start general then.
I think you're better off getting a girl that is either just as smart or smarter than you.
Facts.
And you gotta look for that.
Mm.
Stupid girls, that's a past trend.
That's
leave that in the 50s. We out here trying to find. I didn't say none of that. I don't know what you want about Samir.
Jeez.
But an intelligent woman is one worth keeping in my book. Just to start us off.
Okay. Samir, what you got one? You got one for you? Well, I'll do one. So we got intelligence in the way. Okay. Smarter, okay.
Let me see. I would say a girl that probably like kind of has an idea what she want to do with her life.
Oh, why is that important?
Cause I don't got time to be like taking care of somebody for a I don't mean that in the sense like I shouldn't. We're both like adults, so we both should like want to have a path and like something where to go with your life. I don't want to be like, oh.
You just mean something though. Yeah. You're not like give me your whole list of everything. Yeah,
nah.
It's just
you just have like an idea like what you want to do with your life. Not.
Yeah.
Like I don't know.
Not like I'm just kind of riding it out. Like you don't want to hear that. Okay, move in.
Yeah. But to that, I would say like. What if you just don't know your purpose? You feel me? What if you just, you know, trying to find your purpose in the way? You know what I'm saying? You might not know your purpose. How you going to do something you don't know your purpose?
How much faith you got in that person and what they do? That's the big question.
Well, when it comes to you, it's a no-go, bro.
Oh, bro.
It's a no-go.
Why are we talking about me, bro?
Oh, my fault. You're right.
God.
You're
right. I don't feel like that.
I'm 5 minutes in.
Anyways, it comes down to what you think they're, like, you know, not what you think they're capable of, but what they prove to you. I mean, even if they're not for sure about what they want to do.
Yeah, you don't have
if they do a job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, but if they, like, are like, okay, well, I'm working this job right now, and they do a good job, like, and they value what they do, then... you know they're probably gonna be all right.
Yeah, it's like you don't want someone who's just like cruising along. It's like I'm kind of trying to figure it out. I mean, we know someone like that. I'm not gonna say a name, but
facts.
Starts with T.
Sheesh.
Ends with Anthony.
Bro.
Oh.
So like, you know what I mean? It's like that. Like
I see.
You can't do that.
If I had to give one. It probably those be go for the quiet ones. They freaks, bro. That's number one. God, I was getting off. If y'all can see something, he said. Alright,
now y'all know he's a hoe.
Yo, nah. Hold on. Before we start roasting this man.
On my own podcast.
Let's keep the fires tame tonight.
Okay, alright. All right. You're right, you're
to
right.
To add
you're
to
right.
that.
Okay.
Y'all list. Got, you know what? Sure I got some right to talk before the podcast. Whoa. I'm sure I have some fire energy. But now that I'm up, y'all want to calm me down, just, huh?
You already, 10. We're still at 5 minutes. That's like a one level zone. Mm-hmm. Leave that for like the middle.
I see what you're trying to do.
Look, set the man ablaze later, all right? Jesus.
I already look like I've been set ablaze. I've already been set
To add to the silent type, mm-hmm. I got to say that it's not really about... I think it's good. I will say from personal experience. I don't know why. It made me think of this. Mm-hmm. But... if you got a girl mm-hmm. who you're really trying to trust, mm-hmm. you really got to make sure that they know when is the time mm-hmm. to let people know about something exactly. you told them about, mm-hmm. you know? Because, I mean, your girl is supposed to be like your partner.
Facts.
Like they say, at least for people like us that are looking for one that's supposed to be around a while.
Facts.
You got to be able to trust her with whatever you tell her. And if you got something secret that you don't want anybody else to know, then hopefully she can keep it for you.
You know, Mr. Kitico... I got a question for you since you brought that up, and I got a question for you too. Oh, so you said that since me, you, and Samir right here, we're dating to keep. You know what I'm saying?
I believe so.
So
yeah.
do you think that you should only be dating to marry, or should you be dating just to try out?
No, I think honestly, I jumped the gun on the whole like dating to keep. I'm still pretty young. You know, like you don't need to do what I'm doing. You know
burr, burr, burr. Casper does not want to marry this guy.
Oh, that is not what I said. I didn't say that at all.
Breaking news. I'm about to say philosophy.
I'm saying me and my girl have discussed that already, and plans of marriage are already, 5-6 years out.
Oh, okay.
So like if it's gonna happen, mm-hmm. we already know it's gonna be like almost half a decade in the future.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Another thing to have with your girl, you gotta be on board with the same plans.
Same plans.
Nobody needs to rush you to marry them, ever. Mm. Mm-hmm. You need to be comfortable. It's a very serious decision. Mm-hmm. That's why, for me, to start doing this now, at this age, is more important. Because now I have more time to not have to actually commit. If I date for fun and bullshit all the way up until I'm 25, and now it's like, well... if I want to date her, time to build. I mean, to me, that's like the age.
Yeah.
Maybe a little later than that, but around there.
I would say
for me, it's like, it's like 25, 26. Too. Yeah, somewhere right there.
Yeah.
Then you don't have no somebody. You know, maybe everybody else that's around you, depending on like what kind of life you live, like they may already be like locked up, ready to go with somebody else, and that's why for me it's like, we'll start now and try to make it work, and you learn what works and what doesn't. And if it doesn't work, it's the most painful kind of breakup you can go through, I imagine. But then you're like, you kind of know what you want from the next one more so than you would if you know you're cutting it off.
I see.
You know, if you're just like, oh, I'm hitting it because she's cute, and then you're like, bye, like that's not gonna set you up well for building a household later, which it's his choice.
It's true.
You don't have to do that. So, like I said, I don't think it's necessarily always the right way to go, but there's a reason why I do it. Mm.
You have anything to add to that, buddy? Buddy Mayor?
Not really.
Okay.
Kind of said it all.
Well, he usually does on these podcasts.
What?
But we love him. We love, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we love him, I guess.
Are you guess?
Huh? Nah, that's good, bro. It's good, brother. Flat to the money game, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna get some more hats made or beanie, so be ready for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to get you a beanie. I need to remake my hat, and then I need to get you a shirt or something. But anyway, I'm gonna turn the heat up a little bit, right?
Ooh.
So this next question comes from, what is something? So guys and girls, they always argue about like, either guys are not understanding girls or girls are not understanding guys. So can you tell me, like, what's the issue going on there, doctor? Because guys out here are confused, bro. Guys out here are confused. How do you maintain the relationship? How do you even?
You gotta learn what your girl's like. That's a big part. And for ladies, you gotta learn what your man's like. Some people are more direct than others. That's a big part of it. So if they're not direct, there's probably a pattern that you need to
notice. You gotta like understand the person you're dating. Because if you don't, like, say, like, I'm someone that can be direct.
Let me bring it up.
I'm not gonna be talking all out.
I just need you to be. Look at the. This is the voice.
Where?
You don't see them? They move. They move when you talk. When you're high up, like, if I get close, like, hey.
Okay. It's been at the same spot for, like, everyone.
Nah. You got it, bro. You got it. I was just saying, I was watching.
So where do you want it at?
No, it's good. You're good now.
Just that's where it was at before. Later.
Yeah, we'll edit it later. It's okay. Go ahead. Do your thing. I just want
you to. You got to cut all that out.
Nah, don't.
Oh, my God.
All right, go ahead, bro. Do your thing. You know, we here for you. You're saying, like, you got it. Some people are direct and not direct. Remember?
Okay.
Yeah, you go.
I was saying, like, someone like me, I can be very direct, but a lot of time I'm not. So in moments when you deal with people who aren't direct, you gotta you kind of, like Casper saying, you gotta know their pattern and how they end up doing things. Like when people, like my friends know it, when somebody's bothering me, I either shut down, like, okay, so this part will happen at that moment. So you kind of need to understand that person and then go from there.
I see. But so then why is there, if this sounds so simple, but how come there's not enough guys doing it or not enough girls doing it? Or what's the problem? What do you see the problem in society that's not letting you understand that this simple process, it sounds like?
Because in reality, a lot of people don't want to change unless it's for the person they feel like changing for, to be honest.
Ooh.
I mean.
And on the flip side of that, another belief system would be that you don't have to change.
That too.
You know, which is true and not true. Sometimes people know what's more healthy for you than you do. You know.
So, can I ask you another question then? Both y'all question. Is it possible? All right. So let's say a girl is trying to change you. Do you stick? Should a girl love you for who you are, or should they have the right to try to change you into something that you're not?
It depends on the change. No?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big question you're asking, because.
Well, that's the point of the podcast.
No, I'm talking. Good God. But you know, when you're asking somebody to change, this girl's will ask a guy to run off with them.
The mic is over here, bro.
We'll ask them to run off with them somewhere. And, I mean, it could be a place that leaves a dude without much prospects, but it's like, but it's what you wanted to do. And it's like, that's a bad change. If you're trying to make a change where it's like, you know, you have a girl that's asking you to, I don't know, get up earlier and maybe work out with her or something. That's probably a good change. I mean, you just have to know which ones. That's too simple. Let me say it this way.
Okay.
Where it starts to become difficult is if, like, your girl's like, I don't want you hanging out with those friends of yours anymore.
Ooh.
You need to understand why. That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Because if you have a girl that's telling you that just because she wants more time with you, because she's, like, clingy or something, or maybe your friends are telling you the truth that your girl's, like, controlling for maybe that girlfriend, that's a bad reason. But she could also be telling you that because your friend is a drug addict and maybe you're, like, on a slippery slope down that path with them. So it's a really, you know, we all make these decisions for ourselves. Yeah. Yeah.
Can I give you a weird take that I have on that?
Yeah.
This is a weird take.
Oh, God.
Okay. Don't kill me for this. If you don't make sense to me as a person, I'm not changing for you. I don't care if I love you. Like, it's weird to me because I'm like, I can love you so much, but if you're saying you just want me to change and, like, your reasoning behind it, like, it could be a reason, but maybe not a reason that I deem is good, then I won't change for it. Do you get what I'm saying? So I don't want to make it sound crazy, but let's say, like, she wants me to change for, let's say, I don't know, what's a good small thing that's, like, to you that's big to you, but that's not big to me. Oh, like being late. Like, I have to have a, of course, everyone knows I have a bad tendency of being late, right? Everyone asks me to change. Like, they're like, don't be late. And I'm like, I'm like, why? And they're like, because I don't like waiting for you. To you, that's big. But to me, I'm like.
But then doesn't that kind of come? That low-key just sounds like a respect thing.
I don't think it's a respect thing.
Cause like,
well, it's push and pull because it could be something that's in, like it's of no inconvenience to you.
To
in
me.
Fact, it's convenient, mm-hmm. but it's inconvenient to the people yeah, that you're so being late for. That's what I'm saying.
That could be like a respect thing on like how you.
It's how much you value somebody else's time.
Yeah, like you can. I just I don't know. Like if you're late, so you gotta go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like and it's really important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're late, that can mess up their whole. Thing they might have to do, but like it's really not gonna mess you up because it's not for you.
That's true, but my thing to that is like it depends on what you say. Like I'm like it's like I said, the reasoning. So if you want me there on time because you have things to do after, that's a lot different than me just saying like I'm gonna be late just because, you know what I'm saying? Just because, you know what I'm you get what I'm saying? Like it's not like you're not giving me any reason to be there on time so I can show up late. Like
well, what's an example of that?
Like oh, okay, this is a good one. This is a good one because this happens all the time. So I work, right? Oh, at work. Okay, so when I push carts, right? I'm late almost all the time to work, right?
Look, are you talking about your girls asking you to be on time to your job?
No. I'm just talking about, oh, I see you.
I'm saying, are we still talking about relationships? Same,
oh, okay. Because otherwise,
this is just about, like, is your employer letting you get away with it?
No, you're right. Hey, shout out to, I'm not going to say the employer, so y'all can't get me. Y'all can't get me for that. But, I don't know. I can't think of one.
I'm just going to say, ultimately.
It happens, bro.
In my personal experience, I've had problems with this. Mm-hmm. Because for me, it's like, if it's a Saturday, right? And mm-hmm. we're going to the beach, and mm-hmm. I'm 15 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
Who gives a damn? We're just going to the beach. You know what I mean?
That's like, but that's what I mean.
Yeah. But if it's like, I got reservations at a restaurant
yeah,
tonight at 6:30,
exactly.
and I show up to your house at 6,
exactly.
and it's a 40-minute drive.
Exactly.
I think it's kind of okay to be mad at me.
Exactly.
Because it's like, you know, that actually causes, look, if there's no issue behind it, yeah, but you have to also, if someone asks you to be there on time,
mm-hmm.
number one, if you say you're going to be there on time, you're wrong if you're not.
That's facts.
That is true.
It comes down to that. That's if someone says, facts. Hey, do you think on Wednesday, can you be here at 8? And you're like, listen, I'm probably going to be there at 9, and they get mad at you when you get there around 9,
mm-hmm.
but they said okay at the time,
mm-hmm.
that's something totally different.
Mm.
It's just about respecting the people that, you know. But a big part of it's, like back to, like, the respect thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's, like, their perception of what it means to be punctual, you know, is another thing. And that could be a personal value that you don't share with that person.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Because the way I think about that is it's a quality over quantity. That's why I was going to bring up work. Because, like, I can show up 10 minutes late, but if I show up 10 minutes late and I get all the carts in immediately, then it's like, so what did the 10 minutes matter? You feel me?
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, it's situational.
Yeah, it's situational.
When you talk about your employer, and somebody,
yeah,
I totally get that.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It's,
well, of course you do.
Oh, I get that. But, you know, depending on what kind of job you have, of course, time may not matter. It's just if you get it done or not, too, you know? But some people's time is very important, so.
Okay. So while y'all were talking, I didn't think of another question. So do you have any questions you want to bring up before?
Well, we're still going to be talking about, you know, relationships.
Yeah, we can still keep going relationships because people eat this shit up.
I think, honestly, you know what? It's been on my mind a lot lately.
What's on your mind, brother?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's something that I've been trying not to do. And that's that, like. A lot of times, I think a really common occurrence in relationships is when you go, you're both just talking about what you want to do, maybe. If you're in like a relationship that's supposed to be long-term.
Mm-hmm.
You have to always be 100% honest because if somebody's sitting here trying to plan what they want to do based off of your opinions as well, like they're trying to incorporate that, relationships are about compromise. And you can't compromise with somebody if they're compromising with the wrong idea. So if you lie about what you want or you're like saying something that's not necessarily, you're just trying to appease them, you're never going to work. It's never going to work. Never. So all the before these decisions are made is when the compromises should occur, you know, and that's how I, you know, feel about it. Because if it becomes like, well, you know, you'll hear some, it's like a dad thing to say, I guess. Some of them, they're like, well, it makes the wife happy, like stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, is that really a healthy thing to say? Yeah. I don't think so. I think it should be like, if she says something to you that you're like, she's like, I want to go do this, this, and that. If you have a problem with it, be willing to compromise, but you need to share your problem with it.
So when you're saying that, it brought me to a different question, which is that, all right, you were talking about lying and not lying. I don't know why it just brought me to the subject of, can you learn? So when you talk about love, right, like you love somebody, right? Are you able to, do you think real love is about learning how to love, or do you actually catch love?
I think catching love is a big thing, but I think making love last is nothing to do with that.
Interesting.
Personally, I think
I would say the initial
that thing. Learning to love.
That's how you find them.
But I would say after that, it's about continually learning. Because like we were saying earlier, people are going to change, mm-hmm. and like people are going to change, and like you might not say one person in relationship changes, mm-hmm. and another person doesn't. Mm-hmm. And then it's like you're kind of with a different person at that point. So you want to continue to learn to love them after you keep it going. Mm-hmm. So I would say you kind of. Initially, you catch it, but to keep it going, you're gonna learn it to kind of still value each other in like another way, or you know, that's what I say.
That's what you said. Okay. I really don't believe in catching love. I don't believe in that. That's weird in a weird way. Like I've never ever seen like somebody.
And was gonna love at first sight.
Yeah, like that.
Okay.
Oh.
Like that.
Okay, then I kind of see what you mean.
Yeah. Like, I've never ever seen somebody and was like, I'm in love with you. Like, by the way you acted.
I will say I disagree. You know what? I disagree and I don't.
You keep walking because around your damn mansion over here. You can't get next to the goddamn...
What? Am I quiet?
I don't know. I haven't listened to the audio.
I heard your hands other day. I don't get anyways. I forgot what
we necessarily don't agree with.
Oh, no, I don't necessarily agree with that because for me, that's kind of been a big part of how it starts, but I wouldn't call it love. See what I mean? For me, like love at first sight is what they call it because I could get it. Like, it's like you're kind of like enthralled by somebody, like just based off the first time you see them. Mm-hmm. And I've had that. But it doesn't mean, to me, love is something that you have to like actually make sure is there. You have to make sure that you actually are both, like it's like a relationship thing. You can be attracted to somebody based off like the first instant you see them, and maybe it's like a good instinct, but I don't think it.
I wouldn't call it love.
Yeah, it's not love.
It's too strong. But
you need to question yourself to know if you love somebody. It's how much, how far are you gonna go? That's a part of every relationship. Yeah.
Like back into my first episode of introspection. Go listen, bro. I covered it. While you were saying that, I was thinking about, I just had it in my head, too. It was about love, obviously. I think it was about just, honestly, I can't remember. Samir, you got questions so I can think of it? You got a question to pose? We're just talking about, you know. Huh? You got a question to pose? Casper, you got a question to pose?
A question to pose for you?
Yeah, just since I feel like y'all got all the talking and you feel me, y'all need me to spit some bars. You might think I'm an idiot now, even though I've done 2 seasons of this.
Well, if we're trying to stay on topic,
well, you don't have.
I could ask you guys. Do you? I don't know if you've ever asked yourself it like fully, but do you fully 100% believe that it's possible to make a marriage last forever?
I do.
Yeah. You do?
I
would say so.
I actually think that it's funny because to me, relationships are easy. To other people, they're not. To me, it just seems like common sense to me. Like all you have to do is listen, or either have a good listening face, but it's gonna come back. It's gonna come back and bite you. I'm giving y'all the game. You just gotta have a good listening face, or you gotta listen. You know how to listen, and then you have to share. And then you just have to take the person's personality into into like perspective when you share your opinions. So like if like when we talk about Tay, I don't when I say something, like let's say she wore something, right, and I was like, that's ugly, is what's going through my head. It's never happened, but let's just say that's ugly. But when I say it, I'm thinking, oh, she's an emotional. It's ugly, and it's like plus her personality. So her personality is emotional. So I'll say my thing is it's ugly, and then I'll say, but her personality is emotional. So now I'm gonna change it to, I don't think that looks quite good on you. And then boom, straight out the mouth.
So having a filter is
that's all you need.
I definitely agree with the filter part, because, well, sometimes you know you can be in a relationship where both people are kind of like blunt.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think that majority of them are.
But you'll be surprised, because I don't think that a lot of, like, I think on the man side, maybe not even, I think half, it could be half and half, like, the bluntness that happens, like, just because it's, you guys are both blunt, doesn't mean, like, it doesn't hurt. Like, I feel like
being blunt to people hurts in general. It's just,
it always hurts my throat.
I guess it hurts people.
You know what I mean? You should give your own input, because it happens.
No, I'm just saying, because I'm a really blunt person, but I know it hurts people. Truly.
What kind of THC you got in you?
What?
Never mind. Because you say you're blunt.
Get the fuck.
Only on Modern Day Philosophy.
What am I do with this man?
All right, but go ahead. You said what?
I was saying, no, like, I was just joking around, but it definitely does hurt people when you're really blunt. And not a relationship I was in, but, like, somebody I'm cool with, I guess we'll say. We're both really blunt, and we kind of know that each other are really blunt, so we don't take it as hard. So I think it kind of depends on if you kind of can understand the person's intentions behind it. That plays a part as well, because it's like, people know I'm really blunt, but they know they're like, I'm not going to take them as serious.
Well, it's also being who you are.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a big part of it, because you're a blunt person, and if you stay who you are throughout the whole relationship, you'll end up in a relationship that appreciates that.
That's very true.
It may not be the first, or the second, or the third. Or the third. It may be the first, actually, but it may not. And if it isn't, that's okay, because you'll end up there. But being true to who you are is really important. Like, you can't just be, like, sugarcoating everything and then drop, like, just get real blunt with somebody all of a sudden when their guard's down and then be like, oh, why are you so upset? You know what I mean? Like, you gotta be who you are.
You kind of have to gauge who you're doing that with. I'm not as blunt with certain people as I am with others. So, you really gotta understand who you're with and how they handle the situation. Like Brandon was saying, like, you gotta take into account, like, their personality and how they perceive it.
Which is another compromise you make in a relationship. But I will say, personally, I believe that you need to get as close as what is, like, in here. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pointing at my head, people.
Pointing at his head.
You gotta get to as close as what's in there and what's in here, your heart.
Your heart.
If you really want it to work, because you can't filter everything all the time. That's my personal belief. There's occasions, and that's part of the compromise. But if you got a filter that's getting used too much, it should go get clogged. You got to toss it out the window one day. It's gonna happen at the wrong time.
It always does.
Yep. So you gotta just, you know, if you want to ease people into your personality in the beginning, of course that's part of it. I get people doing that, but, you know, can't be a couple of years in and be like, I still don't talk to this person how I would normally.
Yeah, no, that's weird.
You know, that's like kind of...
At that point, you're kind of just fake.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
well, I want to kind of change the steering of, you know, the conversation, you know what I'm saying? Because I want to take it from relationships to getting the girl. So do y'all have
the girl.
Out going out, you know what I'm saying? A boys' night out, you're looking for a girl, like, right over, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what y'all look for. I don't know what y'all like. But my question is, what do you think is the best tactics that you got to snatch a girl up in public?
In public?
How do you get their number?
I have no game. low key, it doesn't work like that for me.
I mean, okay. Listen, Chief, like, I'm low key with you on that one.
Okay.
Like, to a degree, I think that part of it is like, I know personally, I can't just see some chick and be like, I'm going after you.
I can't do that.
That's not me. But it's, you know, if you... you find chemistry with somebody, talking to them, like, yes, not like on a, like a predatory, like, jump on them, like let's get some bitches. Like, it's like, just socialize.
You don't have to call them that.
Socialize. Well, I'm comparing. You have to calm down my podcast, bro. Here. If you out here hunting, like, there's some kind of animal you got to drag back to your home, it's different. I'm sure that's terminology that would be used more often than not.
Okay.
Now, I'm just playing. Look, if y'all here playing, just be honest about it. We're good. But for me, it's more like, you know, you talk with people, like you're socializing with any person. Mm-hmm. But if it's a female, if you're feeling the vibe and they're feeling you, you got to drop some subtle game.
Okay.
It's got to be kind of hard hitting.
I can do subtle.
It's got to be kind of hard hitting, like kind of like, oh.
Yeah.
Like you let them know. Yeah. Like it's not too subtle where they don't really understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. I know I'm being vague.
You still got to drop the hint, like, oh, is he trying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they'll be like, oh, is that what he's feeling? Yeah. And then her response from there tells you exactly, which exactly. is signs with girls. You know, mm-hmm. you got to look at their eyes, mm-hmm. how they're looking at
oh,
you.
Oh, doctor.
But it's not my strong suit, but I know that's what you got to do. And you know, and based on that response, now you hit them hard or you move away from the situation. It's like once you get to that point where you start dropping just a little bit of game, just a little something.
Yeah.
A couple lines. And then it's like, what do I get back?
Uh-huh.
Nothing? All right.
Yeah.
We're done.
See, uh-huh. you know,
I can't initially like go up to somebody and be like, oh yeah, I'm about to try to get after you.
Mm. Yeah. Like
so far, what I've been told from like
the players. Okay, player. Okay.
No,
from the old head.
No. That's not what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
From like girls who like either thought I liked them or end up like disliking them or just whatever,
mm-hmm.
is that I usually end up flirting without me knowing it. Mm-hmm. And they're
we're a Gemini, so that's in our nature, bro. No cap.
Very true. So like I'll end up like flirting, I guess. And then they'll be like, oh my God, is this what he's doing? Oh my God. And I'm like, bro, I didn't even know
you stank hoe. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, I'm the bad guy.
I was just trying to be nice.
My fault. Oh.
So I think it's kind of like, for me at least, it's like I see that the girl is flirting, but I would think they're the ones flirting first, but the whole time apparently I was.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, okay, I can buy with it.
Yeah,
and
see,
then you just kind of go.
I feel like that's just something you pick up with experience because I'm sure you know it now. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so if you're more conscious about it, then that's just... It takes some practice.
But sometimes I really do be like talking. Be like,
for real. I'm like, oh, really? Like,
that's what I mean. But if you're not, like, in that mindset, you may just do it off the bat.
It might just be natural.
Yeah, exactly.
You are pretty, you're pretty suave, baby.
I'm just saying.
Well, I just want, before I give my intake, my input on it, I remember you saying that you weren't gonna talk on a subject that you weren't professional in, but here you go.
I'm not a professional.
That's what we said. Remember, that's the whole point that I had to ask the question.
You trying to have me pick
bro.
The topic for the whole podcast?
Bro,
I'm gonna
God,
tell you no
bro.
On a lot all of right, these.
Right,
but if
all
you
right.
hit me with questions on the spot,
cups,
it's a lot more likely that I'm gonna keep talking on it.
Okay. Well, now I can get, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give my little take on it. You know what I'm saying?
The real player about to talk.
Nah, no player. Please don't spread that
some
around.
Get some notes. Get some pen and paper. Take your notes.
I don't.
This the one y'all got to listen to. The professional on this one.
They're lying.
I hear stacking bodies like a real.
Please don't, man. You sound
like... Like what?
Sorry, Bob. Anyway.
This man got more bodies than... Let me not start.
Look. This is what I think, all right? So, first things first, if a girl... This is rule number one to me. If you're with a girl that's in a group, bro, it's a no-go. Give it up,
agreed.
Bro. They're gonna
agreed.
Roast you, dog.
Yeah.
They're gonna roast you. You gonna think, even if she's nice, she's gonna be like, no, it's okay, I'm with my friends, you feel me? But her friend's gonna be like, oh, are you wearing Team Jordans? You're done, bro. You're done. Yeah, please don't wear no Team Jordan. So that's my number one thing. That's just I'm just getting your setting correct. You feel me? She got to be alone. Number two,
in an interactive way. Like she could show up with her friends.
Yeah,
but if she's talking to you and you're not talking to an audience, that's how you do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The second thing is for your setting, right? When you walk in somewhere and she's there. Try to say hi, introduce yourself to everyone except her. I'm gonna give you science. I'm gonna tell you why. I do this. All right, but not a lot. Hi, mom. The reason being is like it's called social proof, right? Social proofing, I think, and it's basically just like if you say hi to everyone and everyone acknowledges you as like someone they know, then you just seem more attractive because you're just more like, you know what I'm saying?
It's a status thing.
You're just showing your commodity.
Kind of been a thing forever.
Forever, yeah. Bro. Yeah. Really, just getting girls like that in the first part is, no matter if you don't want to compare it to a hunt, it's a hunt. I think of it as a hunt. I'm sorry, dude.
Yes and no.
It's a hunt.
I mean, you're just talking about we got an objective, and you need to path your way to achieve that goal.
Yeah.
It's more like that.
Not like an actual hunt. Not like a rabbit. I'm not gonna he's a fugamungu. Kill that lion. I'm not like that, bro. But I just got my, I'm just doing my thing.
Yeah.
And so number three thing, this is weird. You don't smile first, bro, until you make eye contact. You make eye contact first and then you smile. Don't smile and then make eye contact with them. You look like the Joker, bro. Don't do it.
You kind of look like a fool.
You look like a fool if you're like, hiya.
No, because also it's like, what are you smiling
about? Yeah, what are you smiling about? Like, I don't know what.
I think there's a lot of power in hiding that smile.
It is. There's a lot of. You're telling me, bro.
I'm just saying.
Bro.
Not just keeping a straight face, you know, being whatever.
Yeah, bro. Because girls love the mystery. That's number four.
But if she thinks that she just made you smile.
Then you feel me? Yeah. You know? See, that's another one, too. And I think the last thing for you to finally step in. Actually, hold on. I got two more steps.
Step into what?
Step into, like, finally talking to her.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the step before that is you have to observe without looking weird what she's doing. You feel me? You got to observe how she moves, who she talks to. You feel me? Because if she talks to a bad group that you're not really about, then just know you're going to have to, like, act a certain way to at least be infused into that group in that discussion. So let's say I'm a square and, like, I don't know what I do, right? But I see Billie Jean over there and she hangs out with, let's say, stoners, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, herself doesn't look like a stoner, but she hangs out with stoners. So if I pull up there and I'm like, hey, like, remember math class? I'm getting roasted. So what you want to do is you want to see what they're doing. You're like, oh, they're smoking, oh, they drink that. And then you pull up and you go, dang, I used to drink those at the last party. Boom, you're in. Because now you're like, oh, that's my favorite drink. You feel me? That's what we're all drinking it. Now you're kind of in the setting, you feel me? And then the last one, when you start talking to them, this is what you do. All right. What you do. You give compliments to things that guys don't usually give compliments about. I always use shoes. Girls get their face dolled up and they think that I'm going to compliment you on your eyeshadow. Hell no. If your shoes are boof, I'll probably go skip you. But I usually use shoes. But then if I don't use shoes, I'm looking at your fit.
Yep.
I'm looking at your fit. You feel me? I never talk about the girl's, like, physical characteristics. I always use the things that she can change, like in a second. You feel me? Like, it's not really on her body. It's something that's, like, not on her body. Like, it's not part of her body. It's on her body. You feel me? So, like, if she has, like, a skirt that's nice, I'm like, oh, that's a nice color skirt. It brings out your eyes. You feel me? I don't really go for, like, the nasty stuff. There's some guys that do some nasty stuff, bro. Or when you laugh, I'm looking at those teeth. I'd be like, oh, shoot, you got really nice teeth. You feel me? Things that, you know, girls...
I think a big part
girls
of
it, ain't really hearing. You know
what
I mean?
For me, it's like how they carry themselves. You know what I mean?
That's a good one, too.
Like, I think that it's really telling.
That's a good one, too. It's really telling, bro. Jeez. It's really telling. So what do you look for when you say you're looking at the way they move? What is the green light and what's the red light? And maybe even the yellow, bro.
Look, nervousness is a yellow. Because it's like you don't know why they're nervous, maybe.
Yeah.
And you don't know, like, if it's actually nervousness or what. Mm-hmm. But, like, a red light is kind of like, I mean, you watch somebody's manners.
Mm-hmm.
Is a big part of it. If you're looking to keep them, yeah, you're watching somebody's manners.
Manners, ooh.
And
that's good.
You know, like, I think, like, stuff to look for that's good is, like, when they look at you, do you sense that confidence? You know what I mean? Like, because that will tell you a lot about, does somebody really know who they are or not.
True.
You know, it's okay if they're, like, a little shy, but if you if they start talking about what they like and stuff, and you start getting to know them, and when they start talking about themselves, which is something they shouldn't be nervous about, like, they should look a little bit more confident, and you should sense that. So just, like, you know, if somebody really knows, I'm just saying, that's just, like, to me, that's, like, how you find somebody healthy.
That's what we're looking for. We're not looking for no.
Yeah, if you, I mean, if you find a girl that's like, or I mean, if you find a girl, you start asking her some things and she really don't care, or she's saying whatever. I mean,
I'm be like, dang, the back of the car right there. We might as well just get this over right now, bro.
Yeah, you don't bring them to the home, so that's
please
no,
nope.
That's something totally different. But you know, that's just that goes along with like my strategy. To find a woman is like it's a whole conversation just to begin with.
Okay.
And I mean, if she's not down with it to begin with, then why are you having it? True. So you're just analyzing that person, how they carry themselves. And number one, you'll know if it's appealing to you or not.
True.
Just watch how they move. Do you like the way she looks at you? Do you like the way she stands? I mean, if like a girl's all slouched in some weird position, she fidgeting and it's making you feel weird, then you're not gonna, you know what I mean? Like, then you're not gonna go with it. So
what about you?
Little mannerisms mean a lot.
You got anything you want to add into that?
What?
Riveting. I'm asking, is it you, anything that I think I would add in, like, so what's your confidence like going into it?
Ooh, cuz you need to hype yourself up.
You need a hype or do you need a hype man? How does that tell me what how the hype man or not the hype man or
I don't know where you at. A hype man's only necessary if you need it. You know what I mean?
Like
you got to be able to hype yourself up, all right? That's a life lesson.
You definitely got to be able to hype yourself up because you never know when that situation is going to come. You don't have the hype man with you.
True.
So, like, you might as well be able to do it by yourself.
You need to come positive.
Positive, huh? You say.
That's a big part of it, yeah.
Whoa. That's almost like I brought that topic up, but some of them will talk about it.
Hey.
But now that we're here, how do you stay positive, mister?
Listen, it's real hard for me. It is real hard for me. But I got my good days.
You do got some good days.
That's when you gotta take advantage.
And you look better. You look better every day, bro.
Thanks, man, bro.
Your feet long, but you look good, brother.
What does that mean, bro? What now? Why you gotta talk about me like that, bro?
Bro, you look good, bro.
Just a lotion for those hands.
God, he went there.
Start to see some
sparks. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, like that. All right. I wonder if a spark will come out and slap your bitch. That's the way of a topic.
I would say I'm sorry about the fire, but.
Bro, get this man out of here. Security, bro. Where is security?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. For real. Man.
I forgot what we talked about.
We talk about confidence.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, having a good day and stuff. Yeah. Listen, if you don't feel like going out, give it a go. But, like, don't talk to anybody that you think would be, like, in an important sense. Like, you got your eye on this girl. And, like, you don't pick the day that you feel like shit to spit game. This is not going to work. You need to feel it to your core. Like, this is a good day. I know who I am. I know what I'm capable of. Like, I'm the shit. Tell yourself that as you walk up. Don't be, like, overconfident, like an asshole. Like, I'm better than you. But just be like, I got this. Whatever you throw my way, like, I got you, girl. Like, it's just knowing who you are, like I said. Mm-hmm. Being yourself and knowing who you are. You walk up with a whole plan. Some people it works. But I'm talking about getting a good relationship. You hit them with that full personality of who you are.
Mm.
You tell them what it is and how it's going to be off the bat. And then you know if it works from there, it's going to work. That's what I think, personally.
I also think that, I know I was talking about all those steps before, but I didn't talk about the main thing that you actually need is adaptability. Like, you gotta find a way to, like, adapt to the situation in your own way. My way of adapting would be giving, like, witty comebacks really, really fast. But for other people, it'd be like just giving their blank death stare, you feel me? Or just giving like a little smile. I don't know, because there's some girls who like them, those mean dogs. Shake the room.
I can tell you, listen, I'll give you a little anecdotal evidence, and that's that with the wonderful woman I'm with right now.
Oh!
It took a little bit of game. you know, but what really got it going was, honestly, mm-hmm. a lack of interest in the beginning. It was a force. It was forced on my part. I was in a relationship that wasn't working at the time. Mm-hmm. But like, just me not showing like obvious, which kind of goes back to what you said earlier, not showing like just straight up like I want to, you know, fuck your brains out. Yeah. Eyes, as soon as you see the person,
exactly,
like, chill out.
You gotta chill out.
Up, mm-hmm. Be yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't act different. Just, and then like when the time comes, it's like, oh hey, how are you? Like, and then you start the conversation. Mm. And then at this point, this is why, I mean, for me, like, it's not about hunting down the person that you, you know, mm-hmm. like, oh, she fine, I'm going after her. Because mm-hmm. that's not, I'm the wrong person to ask. But if it's about, if you have chemistry with that person, like.
I did third period.
What? Get the.
Got his ass.
Chemistry with them. Like, of course, you get to know them. But like, if you're really planning on hitting them with the game, don't be like stalking them.
Yeah.
Like, pray. Like,
yeah.
Come up and that's be true. Yourself, but be your whole self.
Yeah. Please don't even. I mean, maybe if you're a murderer, like leave that part out. But
I mean, yeah. Like, honestly, bro, if that's you, yeah. you might like. I mean, just stick to the bodies you got in the fridge, dog.
I don't think you really, you don't, number one, you don't really need to be in these streets. And number two, it ain't gonna work for you.
The streets, you know what I'm saying? Them. Yeah, the streets are not for you.
Jeez. Mm-mm. Man. I think this was a riveting podcast, honestly.
Riveting?
Riveting.
Riveting indeed.
Riveting indeed.
Wow.
Is there anything else you want to leave the people with? Because the podcast ends in 60 minutes. It's about to be 50. So you tell me what you know.
I mean, don't be a simp, yo. Don't be a simp. And nobody like a simp. I'm just saying. Ain't nobody like a simp. Just be yourself, you
but
know?
What if they are a simp?
If they are, dog, get some confidence, bro. God get damn. Some confidence.
Godly.
What's wrong with you? Ron, if you one of those dudes dumping money on some girl on the internet, what's wrong with you, dog? Come on. I want to know. You out here on these Twitch streams, bruh? What's wrong with you? Put that money to good use. Go buy a suit and go out or something. I don't know.
Yeah, bro. This
dude dropping G's. Crazy.
That is wild.
Just a little bit of, man, y'all tripping.
So, man, you got anything you want to say?
Honestly, no.
But like,
man of a thousand words.
Man of a thousand words, bro.
If you want to like go and get your girl or whatever you into, honestly, just go into it kind of knowing what you want to do, and like, don't go and be like a fool showing up. Hey, I'm here to talk or see how. No, don't do all that. Mm. Just go and like have a plan. Don't gotta 100% stick to it because it's not gonna happen. To be honest, but like have a plan, know what you want to do, and just walk in, like feeling good.
Yeah. I mean, if you go in saying, like, whatever she says, I'm about to be like, yeah, like.
That's never, that never works. Work don't, yes, yes, yes men don't work, I promise.
Which I think is a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, do have a plan. Yeah. Have a plan of what you want to, you know, what you're looking for, what you're trying to pull out of somebody. Like, if you're trying to get them to talk about this, this, and that, like, stick to it. But if it's like, you know, don't just go with whatever she says. Or whatever he says, if you're a lady, whatever. I mean. I don't know if I could really help you out, but I'm just saying.
You might, buddy.
Just a
you
little
might.
Bit, bucko.
Hey, nice one, Jim.
Oh, God, fucking
I think my last thing would be if you're going to get the girl, just be adaptive as water. Like, just you just gotta you gotta go with the flow. And
do you mean like energy wise?
I mean energy wise, and I just mean like. Whatever you do,
I feel like we need to clarify. Like you say, not be wishy washy. Like don't be like just.
Yeah, I'm not saying be wishy washy. I mean like,
I know, but
like I said, you when if a girl says something to me, like let's say a girl was like I pulled up and she was, God forbid, I'll be in Team Jordans. She'd be like, you're in Team Jordans. Like why would I go out with you?
Well, like don't be mad, but hit her with.
Yeah, but hit her with the. You always want to be the bigger person when you deal with girls. Like you just when
be
you're trying.
Be the adult, bro.
Be the adult.
Yeah.
You're all.
Don't get mad.
Don't get mad.
Don't ever get mad.
Don't ever get. If you get mad with a girl, you're.
I know it's hard.
Goodbye to your coup, tough, buddy.
Rejection
your coup is
tough,
God, bro.
Rejection is the hardest thing about this.
Yeah.
But don't get mad, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That's why you need to be in a good place and you need to know who you are.
Yeah.
If you don't know who you are while you're getting into this, it ain't going to work.
I'm going to just do another one. I'm just going to have another one. Hold on. We're going to go to the next top, the next one.
Like, whatever the date is. So you better start it. So continue on. You know what, bro?
Anyway, continue on. What were you saying?
I was basically adding on to what Casper was saying about, like, don't get mad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say that can really lead to a whole other thing. Like, you really need to go up and be comfortable with yourself and confident in yourself.
Mm.
Because, like, Casper was saying, rejection is really the hardest part. But then again, the only thing they're going to do is say no.
No. That's, mm-hmm. yeah. So, like, at the end of the day, like,
don't get mad. It doesn't mean you're inadequate.
Yeah,
you need to know that.
It's just not...
I love that, bro. I love that from you, dog.
That was a nice little joke. Keep it. That was good, bro.
No, but for real.
Here you go.
I'm for real.
It's a whole bunch of, I don't even want to call them men, for real. A whole bunch of guys who like.
Look, dude, r/nice guys, bro. Look it up.
R/nice guys. You're not going to Reddit these people.
Bro, Reddit. I'm just telling you, that's where it's at.
When a girl rejects and it's like, that's not what you're going to do. Like, don't do that, homie. That's weird.
Facts.
Like, and it's very unattractive.
That's
You forgot the whole mission,
creepy.
Bro.
Yeah.
You forgot
the whole mission. Yeah, get like, the coup.
Oh, that's not
what that's not the mission? Not
sure. It was find a compatible partner. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, hey.
It's a plus.
You do you.
Yeah, I feel like guys forget that sex, even though it's a necessity, but... In the process of like you finding your girl, the sex is a plus. Mm-hmm. You feel me? It's not something that needs to be there.
Or it will follow.
It'll follow soon. You feel me? But you gotta go in not thinking. When girls say like you're thinking with your dick, that literally means you're thinking with your dick. Like,
bro, that leads you down some dark paths.
You just wake up in a car, your pants off. Cocaine on your nose.
That's not what I'm talking about. But
okay, I don't know what passes you have been on, but this might be a conversation for later that we need to have.
I'm talking about like three different baby mamas.
I was talking about Wolf
of
Wall
Street.
And
now you don't got a license because you can't pay your child support.
That's true.
that's what I was talking about. But you know, whatever.
But that's huge though. Girls should not be getting mad. I mean, guys should not be mad when they get rejected because no is just no, bro. I know it's gonna hurt. And then you're going to be like, I'm never going to see a girl like her ever again. Bro, shut your ass up.
You're
going to find someone better, bro.
Just go take a walk through the city, bro.
Honestly.
And if you live in the middle of nowhere, change that.
Yeah, please. Change that.
At least you can go there after.
Yeah.
But, like, go find somebody, bro.
Yeah, like, just don't get mad and become, like, some weird... predatory type of guy where it's like, oh, now the girl feeling weird by herself and not comfortable. Like, you don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, if it don't happen, don't happen.
If we had time for a I'm gonna jump off that, but if we had time for a different topic, I would talk about girls being attracted to toxic guys. What do y'all think of that? Or should I just call this one a day and maybe we just try to fly into that one?
Listen, I'm gonna tell you, that is a very, you can go deep on that topic. You don't have to. But on that topic, you can go very deep because, like, for me, it's still, like, a question. Like, I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know the answer either. I feel like that's what makes it good, bro.
But I have some ideas.
Can we call this one a day and maybe jump in this one?
You write this down?
But we can't do it today right now?
I would like to do a deep dive. So we're going to do a deep dive. I give you 30 minutes for sure.
30 minutes for sure?
We can go 30 minutes on that topic.
Okay, not right now, though.
Mm.
All right, I'm just making sure the fans hear that. I'm trying, bro.
Let's make that a second video.
And we know when the next episode gonna be.
Yeah.
When, tomorrow?
I didn't say when. I said what.
But we could do it tomorrow.
Listen.
This dude always go. What you gonna say now? Are you tired?
I might have to go play Mr. Plumber tomorrow. All right.
Plumber?
Gotta lay some pipe.
Oh. Here I thought he was playing Jumpman Mario. There you go.
I thought he had to do some work on the house.
Yeah, something like that.
I've been doing that.
But yeah, I mean, pretty much, that's pretty much the truth. I mean, Casper said the real hidden diamond, which is that just because they say no, doesn't mean that you're inadequate. That's deep. That's deep, brother.
Now listen, everybody walking away because your breath stank, you need to brush your teeth.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
That's another thing too. Oh, before we go, damn, everything is just so good at this topic, bro. when girls say something to you or someone says something to you like that, usually it's the opposite sex because it hurts more. You got to leave the hurt behind and look about the, why she said that. Mm-hmm. If you, if she says, damn, your breath stinks, stinky booty ass, right? Mm-hmm. You got to leave the booty ass and you got to leave the stink out, but you got to think about the breath. So he's like, oh, my breath stink. Just walk away with your head high. Say something clever like, it's because, I don't know, I just ate some cube or something. I don't know. That's not what something I would say. Hi, mom. But but you got to say something clever and then dip and then go catch a mint or something, bro. Mm. But girls usually tell you the truth. So the next time you go to the next trial, you get further.
I think that's another thing that like guys kind of have to understand. Mm. A lot of times... I can say a lot of times the girl isn't even trying to be like ruthless all mm-hmm. the time. It's like they're really trying to set you up. They might just deliver it really bad.
Well, girls get nervous too. That's like their defense mechanism. Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, let me make this stop. So I'm just gonna say something mean.
Mm-hmm. Like, so a lot of times it's not even like they're trying to shut you down. It's like they really might be trying to build you up for somebody else. It might not be them.
Yeah,
but they're trying to build you up for somebody else.
Be a man, roll with the punch.
Blessing or a lesson, bro. Blessing or a lesson.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Man. I don't know if you can get any deeper on this topic because we 40 yards deep, low key. You know, how deep do you think we are in this? Knee deep or foot deep or?
We balls deep, though.
He was going there.
You can't line me up for that and get mad, bro.
I know, that
was basically on a
the editor is going to have point, a field bro. Day with this,
but
bro.
But we're going to hit the beep, beep, beep.
Bro, he's going to be like, yeah, what you really got to do is beep, 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 the whole sentence. He's like, did you get that?
That's the first word in the last.
Yep.
I think censors would low-key make it so much more funny.
I know, but would you want to edit this, bro?
Nah.
All right, then. Shut your ass up, bro.
Huh?
I'm not even getting paid for this. Shout out to the sponsors.
Oh my god.
Anyway, I think we're done here. I think we're out together. It's gonna be like 50 minutes. So
yes, sir.
I mean, be you. Y'all stay beautiful out there. Another episode done. I mean, share it with your friends. All the ladies out there, stay strong. All the guys out there, stay
hard. As a rock stone.
I'm going to end the podcast now.
Solid fortress.
Okay. Awesome.
Can't be no limp.
Sponsored by Dabble Rash. Rap snacks.